Something happened in the Diocese of Tulsa for the first time ever last weekend. The rite of election, that ceremony where those converting to the faith or completing initiation meet the bishop of the diocese, had to be split into two celebrations because there were so many people. While for just a minute it posed a logistical challenge, on a Zoom call the week before, we pastors and directors of OCIA were quite happy to have to deal with something so remarkable. Coupled with the fact that recently a national survey ranked the Diocese of Tulsa tied for first place in a list of America's most fruitful dioceses, it seems like we're doing something right. This week I saw a Facebook post too from the Oklahoma City Archdiocese that they had nearly 1,100 people attend their rite of election. That's over 2,000 new Catholics in Oklahoma. Praise the Lord. As I mentioned in my 2026 stewardship letter to you, which was mailed to all of your households and which I know all of you read with certainly great applause, I believe our community of St. Anne and All Saints is a prime example of a vibrant and spirit-filled community. And I believe that has everything to do with how we acknowledge God's blessings and how we live as good stewards. In that letter, I was pleased to report that just over 100 new households joined our parish family in 2025. That nearly 250 people, young and old, celebrated various sacraments of initiation. That a new pastoral plan was underway, which will shape the vision of what's to come. And that new ministries have emerged, focusing on our worship environment, on safety, and on healthcare. This weekend, our ministry fair weekend, is an opportunity to celebrate all that we are and all that we can be with your participation and your good stewardship. After Mass, instead of rushing off to what you usually do after Sunday morning Mass, I invite you to take a few minutes to take a look in the parish hall at what our ministry leaders have to show you. Our parish community is a vibrant one because so many people give their time and energy to invite and to welcome newcomers to many different ministries. For example, the lectors at Mass this morning. They're a blessing to our worship, certainly, but sometimes there aren't enough to cover the spots that are open. You might think about being a lector, proclaiming the Word of God to your brothers and sisters. Likewise, our extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion are essential to the efficient distribution of our Lord's body and blood. Maybe the Lord is calling you to feed your brothers and sisters in this ministry. Now, those are liturgical in nature, but there are many others. Perhaps you like to cook and could provide food for a funeral dinner, bake cookies for our baker's ministry, or jump on a meal train when one's necessary. Maybe you like to work with your hands to make rosaries or to trim trees. We have a ministry for you. Hospitality is key to who we are here at St. Anne. Maybe you'd like to help serve refreshments after our weekend masses. We also have ministries that take you off campus to spread the good news of the gospel through our ministry to the Gateway community right there behind All Saints. Help a fellow parishioner in need with a job around the house through our home improvement ministry. Or take Holy Communion to someone homebound or in a nursing home to make sure they know they're still connected to their parish family. Whatever it is, these things happen because God calls and people answer. If you're following the Lent Pray 40 on the Hallow app, you've heard a simple prayer repeated over and over again. Lord, empty me, fill me, use me. This prayer is attributed to Mother Olga of the Sacred Heart, an Assyrian-born nun who founded the Daughters of Mary of Nazareth in Boston, Massachusetts. Living in Iraq, she survived four wars and dedicated her life to ministering to the poor, the handicapped, and the homeless. By and large, her ministry focuses on being a missionary of presence, and her prayer says it all. Lord, empty me, fill me, use me. My brothers and sisters, I believe that's also the prayer of a good steward. Empty me. Stewardship begins with a sort of surrender. We empty ourselves of ego, of control, of comfort, and the illusion that the parish is here to serve me when I should be asking how I can serve my parish family. Fill me. God fills us with gratitude, with vision, and with the gifts of the Spirit. Truly, a parish filled with prayer becomes rich in generosity, not just resources. And use me. It's our mission. Giving, praying, and serving, our GPS, but it's offered freely. In short, a stewardship parish is not just maintained, it's sent. Today, Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration reached out. He touched the disciples with him, and he said, "Rise, and do not be afraid." Well, I want to say to you, to challenge you, my brothers and sisters in Christ at St. Anne Church in Broken Arrow, don't be afraid to be the good steward God has created you to be. Share your time, your talents, your treasure with your parish family. Be a missionary of presence to one another by showing up. Yes, even to the ministry fair after Mass today. Refreshments will be served. There are door prizes. You could win a dinner with Father Dan and me in the rectory. It's pretty cool. And just a great spirit of welcome and working together to build up God's kingdom. And if you need an extra stewardship card, if you haven't set yours in and would like another one, there are some over there in the hall too. Now I mean it. Whatever you do on Sunday morning after Mass, it can wait 15 minutes today. I'll see you over in the parish hall. Now, one final invitation. This Wednesday evening, as part of our Lenten spiritual offerings at St. Anne, we're holding a Night of Mercy, different from our Lenten Penance Rite, which will be later in March. A Night of Mercy also includes praise and worship music, adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, and an opportunity for others to pray for you, to pray a healing prayer upon you. And that's this Wednesday evening from 6:30 to 8. I'll see you at the ministry fair.